Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 100. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. So, this is it. Episode 100 of the Entree Architect Podcast. This is certainly a milestone in the history of the Entree Architect platform. And there is no way that this could have happened without you, the Entree Architect community. Those of you who have subscribed and downloaded and listened to this show each and every week, you have been the motivation and the inspiration for me to continue and proceed with sharing what I know, and for me helping others to share what they know. So to honor the friendships and the support for one another that has formed around this podcast, as well as the entire Entree Architect platform on the blog, at the newsletter, and throughout the many groups on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. This week on the Entree Architect Podcast, I asked you to share your answer to this question. What is the one thing that you did this year to improve your business, your leadership, or your life? This week on this very special episode 100, I'm featuring you, the Entree Architect community. This episode of the Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by ArcaSnapper, a great way to create and manage field reports. Learn more at entrearchitect.com/ArcaSnapper. And FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at freshbooks.com/architect.
Hi, Mark. This is Takbir. I'm an architect as well, and I run an architecture firm called DesignAware. You can check it out on designaware.org. I love Entree Architect. It's filling a very big void in the business side of architecture, and thank you so much for all your guidance. The one thing I did this year to improve my business has been listening to podcasts like yours, and I recently followed your advice on how to hire my first employee. It was very helpful. Thank you for the much-needed guidance.
Hey, Mark, it's Laura Teagarden. As you know, I live and practice in Indianapolis, Indiana. I would say that the biggest thing I've done to grow myself and my profession this year has been to share my time and knowledge. I've volunteered more with the AIA and the Young Architects Forum, and can directly link local initiatives, leadership positions, and jobs to that as a result. It's more than that, though. After passing my test towards my architect's license, and through a variety of conversations with friends still in their path to licensure, I decided to share my knowledge in the form of sketches that I had created as a part of my study notes for each of the 7 tests. I now share these on Instagram and Twitter. My account is at L2DesignLLC, and they are under the hashtag AREsketches, as well as I also share these on my website and in other study forums. As a part of the audience for this Sketches Growing, I've also started to field questions from people using the sketches to study, and I love seeing and hearing how they help them to understand the material and obtain licensure themselves. This is what sharing your time and knowledge is all about for me, step by step bettering the profession.
This is Alex Gore. This is Lance Psycho of F9 Productions, and we did 2 things that we made us successful this year. And they might seem counterintuitive, but they work together. The first one is,
we stuck to our fundamentals of incremental improvements. One of the big things in our firm is having a Revit template for the residential architecture that we do that everybody's familiar with. And coupled with that, we realized in the hiring process and bringing new people onto the team that we had to make sure and invest at least a couple days up front in training them and getting them into the system and being comfortable with that, rather than thinking we're going to hire a person and instantly be able to have them doing production work. And it's paid dividends on the back end because we see less mistakes and more teamwork where everybody's coordinated.
And because we built on those foundations, we were able to take strategic risk. So we were able to get a loan for some money. We built a tiny house, Atlas, and that was on HGTV. Our firm got to help build it. We got to work out in the field. We got exposure that way. And we were able to take risk because we built off the fundamentals and do something that we wanted to do. Our architecture, our ideas, stuff like that. So overall, very successful year, and we hope next year to build off of simple foundations and take appropriate risk. Thanks.
Thanks to Mark LePage's inspiration and encouragement based on his own experience, I stopped leasing a large office space and created a dedicated studio in my home, setting up a remote business model that simplified my life and immediately increased my profit. To be honest, it was a bit scary to leave the traditional small firm office setup I knew very well, and realizing there's a better way for me to work and live. Thanks, Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is John Black in Palo Alto, California. The one thing I did this year to improve my business and my life is I admitted I don't actually know everything and started asking for help. I started listening to podcasts like yours. I enrolled in the Entre Architect Academy, subscribed to another course on profitability, and began finally reaching out to other people like you for advice. We've all heard the maxim to fake it till you make it, so it's been scary to drop the pretense, but the payoff has been immediate and far beyond money. Congratulations on 100 episodes and counting, and thank you for all that you're doing to make our industry and our world better.
This year, we started scheduling workload with Harvest's forecast application on the web. It's allowed us to schedule products timely, so we don't miss deadlines and we stay on top of things. It's been great. My name is Jeff Pelletier with Board and Vellum Architecture and Design.
Hey, Mark, this is Evan Troxell from the Archispeak podcast, and I am a proud member of the Entre Architect community. And this year, something that I did was I invested in myself. I have been investing in myself for the last few years, but this year Since less than a year ago, I actually finished my architecture license. I was getting up at 5 a.m. every day to study for that. As many of our listeners know, I have 4 kids, and so there's no way that I can study nights or weekends. So I did that at 5 a.m. What I did was I continued to get up and work on what I call my Soulcraft project. So 5 to 6 a.m. every day of the week, and a lot of times on the weekends too, I get up 5 o'clock, make myself a cup of coffee, and then I work on a camping trailer that I've been designing for the last year, well, 10 months. And you can follow along that process. I do periodic updates, not very often actually, but over at spaceshop.co, that's spaceshop.co. And it's a thing that I'm designing for me, and it was really about investing in myself, starting my days off with the creative process every day, not jumping right into email, and just trying to get better every single day. And I really feel like something like this has helped me a ton. Get 1% better every day, and by the end of the year, you are a different person. You level up. And that is really what I tried to do this year, was level up. So that's it for me. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Hi, Mark. Eric Reinholdt here, sending my congratulations to you on the 100th episode. And I just wanted to say thanks for all you do to support the work of small firm architects. Now, while the system I've put in place this year isn't really a new idea, it's one that I found particularly helpful, so I thought I'd share it. And that is that I've set a specific plan for making and managing. So I think often as architects, we find ourselves in a really reactive position where we're managing work in production, fighting fires, addressing acute problems, answering urgent emails. And this really allows others to set our daily agenda for us. So the change I've made this year is to really set distinct boundaries, where I define specific times for making and managing. So for me, making is dedicated creative time, which always happens in the morning, and the managing tasks, which require less creative horsepower, always occur in the afternoon. To do this, I use Evernote to set out weekly milestones for really important projects, and these are the ones which advance my yearly business goals. That way, at the end of each week, I know I've made progress toward the larger yearly goals I've set for the business. This is something that's allowed me to substantially increase what I'm able to produce in a year's time. So I hope that helps somebody. Thanks again, Mark.
Mark, hi, it's Emily Grandstaff Rice. So you asked the question, what is the one thing that I did this year to improve my business, my leadership, or my life? And I'd like to reflect a little bit on the influence that you, an entrepreneur architect, have had, because I think it ties into what this one thing is, which is embracing my strengths and the strengths that not other people identified, but I knew in my core that I had in me. I'm fascinated by this idea that we, even as practitioners, hold a very narrow view of our own value, that we can only draw or analyze things or fit within our comfort zone, and that's not true at all. Architects are incredible communicators, and they interact with people on many different levels. You do that through your podcast and through your academy, but it's not just you alone. It's all of us, and in a way we interact with the public and we serve the public, and we're much more than just the sum of what we do from day to day. We truly influence the environment. And so embracing that and embracing my strengths in those categories has been the biggest thing that I've done this year, is trusting that I can use those strengths, and they have value both in the marketplace but for the greater good. So I thank you for that, Mark, and continue doing the great work that you do.
The one thing I learned this year was really how to focus my effort, how to focus my attention, how to focus my work, and whether it's learning how to focus myself or how to focus my practice and the direction of my work so that I could really understand my ideal client and understand how to focus my work towards them. I think focus has really been the number one thing that I've learned this year. And I'm so grateful to Mark and the effort that he's put into the Entrepreneur Architect platform to share this, you know, these great wisdoms with us and help us grow our practice and have better lives. So thanks, Mark, and appreciate it.
This year, I turned off notifications on my cell phone for email and texts. It's made a huge difference in my being able to focus.
Hi, Mark. This is Daniel Beck from the Architects Checklist. Thank you for producing a wonderful podcast every week. I look forward to your updates on your podcast feed. So keep up the good work. In direct response to your question, what is one thing that I did this year to improve the business or my life? Working for a prominent residential architecture firm, Bill Huey and Associates, this year I have decided to not blink when it came to questions about fees in our proposal. And I don't mean that I literally did not blink when someone was asking me the question, but figuratively, when asked if our fees could be reduced, I decided to not blink, stick with the fee as proposed, and it has made all the difference. Clients agree with it. They see that you're serious. They see that there is a reason behind the fee, and you know, it just sort of starts the project off right. So again, thank you to Andre Architect for producing amazing content week after week and helping promote the business of architecture. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is Collier Ward with Thousand Story Studio. The one thing I did this year to improve my career is a bit counterintuitive. After 2 years in business, I engineered a three-month gig working with an out-of-town architect. There were several benefits to this action. Number one, a temporary boost in my regular income. Number two, I helped a fellow architect through his busy season. And number three, I learned what I was doing right and a few things I could do better. I believe stepping into an employee role over the summer has actually made me a stronger entrepreneur architect. Thanks for sharing my story.
Thanks for this opportunity, Mark. The one thing I did this year was hired Rena Klein, architectural business consultant, to help me do both short-term and long-term strategic business planning for my firm, and to plan firm growth and direction. And I'm finding it to be extremely helpful and refreshing.
Hi, Mark. This is Bob Fisher from Design Intelligence. The best thing I have done this year to improve my business and productivity is to use Microsoft OneNote. I know you're a big fan of Evernote, which is very similar. I've heard great things about that product from everybody who uses it. In the past, like a lot of people, I had a lot of ideas at unusual times and away from my desk. I always felt like I was losing good ideas because I had no way to capture them in a place that I could easily find later. OneNote solved that problem, and now I can capture my ideas in just about any way that I want. I can write them down, I can dictate voice to text, I can draw a picture of them, I can use photos, I can even upload voice recordings, and I can do all of these things from any of my mobile devices or my laptop, and everything's backed up to the cloud. So I use it to record everything from ideas for articles to speakers at our events to notes on where I want to steer our business in the future. I even keep my to-do lists in OneNote. I don't really think it matters which product you choose, whether it's Evernote or OneNote, but I strongly recommend to everyone out there that they pick a tool like this and integrate it into their workflow. It'll really transform things. Thanks much.
Hi, Mark. This is Alan from the UK. The one thing that I did this year to improve my business was I set aside Mondays every week to run through my projects, read any relevant information that I need to be updated with, chase people, chase projects, and send out emails following up fee proposals that have been issued via email. And yeah, it seems to work quite well. The one thing I did this year to better improve my life was I actually stopped working for the man, as they say, and went self-employed and set up on my own. It's actually been a year this month, so if we can still class it this year, being self-employed, going alone, offering architectural services is the one thing I've done that has better improved my life. So hopefully that's something for you to think about and hopefully discuss on your podcast. Thanks very much.
Hi, Mark. This is Sharon George. I'm calling in with the one thing that I did this year to improve my life, and that is listening to podcasts during my commute. It has completely changed my attitude towards sitting in traffic for an hour at the end of a long day. I think I would go so far as to say that I look forward to my drive these days because, you know, I'm listening to an interesting conversation. I listen to Entree Architect and a couple of other podcasts that I really enjoy. So I wanted to say thank you for all that you do at Entree Architect and keep up the good work.
Hi, Mark. This is Marika McKeel from Studio MM. The one thing that I did this year that had the biggest impact on my business and definitely changed my life was hiring someone. It took me a really long time to get to that point. Actually, I guess to step over the line, I probably was at that point much sooner. And it was definitely the scariest thing that I've done since the start of my business, being responsible for someone else. But the difference is enormous. I wish I had done it sooner. I took my time, as I mentioned, found the right person and went all in, and giving up, excuse me, giving up some of your business, I guess, or giving up some of your trust or trusting someone else to do some of your work for you. It was really difficult for me, but once I've done it, I mean, it's easy. It's wonderful. And I found the right person and she's excellent. So I highly recommend it.
Hello, Mark. This is Hani from Qatar. Congratulations for your episode 100. Really, the best thing I did this year is that I have listened to you and the Entree Architect podcast. It's the best podcast for me. It's like a habit in my life today. I like your voice, your performance, and your intuition. You inspired us with your valuable information, which is very important for us to improve our profession as architects. With you, I have changed my mindset for living a balanced life in both work and family. Every day I'm listening to your podcast, I'm getting new inspiration and new idea for life and business. Thank you, Mark. All success for you. Hani Ghuzlan, Senior Architect from Qatar.
This year, to improve my business, I invested in an estimating software linked to national database that allows me to be more confident in the numbers that I provide to my clients. I purchased also the template forms from Entree Architect. That allows me to have more consistency, and I am in the process of developing a profit plan for my business.
Rage Against the Machine said it has to start someplace. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? My name is Brian Pravda, and this past year, I launched Pravda Architecture Design as a full-time business. Mark, thank you sincerely for your inspiration. My tip to everyone listening is stop waiting for the stars to align. If you have a gift to share with the world, break the shackles that are holding you back and start living your purpose today.
So I want to thank all of the people who contributed to this episode, this very special episode of the Entree Architect podcast, episode 100. This show was about you. This show is in honor of you, and it's to thank you. and it's to encourage everybody to share what you know. I'd like to thank Takbir Fatima, Laura Teagarden, Lance Cato, Karen Lance, John Black, Jeffrey Pelletier, Evan Troxell, Eric Reinholt, Emily Grandstaff Rice, so many of my friends here, Earl Parson, David Locasero, Daniel Beck, Collier Ward, Carrie Westerbeck, Bob Fisher, Alan Curall, Sharon George, Marika McKeel, Hanny Goldzlan, Christian Fakete, and Brian Pravda. Brian, thank you very much for your very inspiring clip that you sent to us. Everybody, I appreciate what you did. I appreciate you sending me your thoughts, your audio files. I appreciate you sharing what you know. I know that it takes courage to do what you did. I know that it's sometimes scary to go on the mic and share what you know. But I appreciate it so much, not only for me, but for the community here at Entree Architect. It's been a very, very, very amazing trip here, 100 episodes. December 12th, 2012. 12, 12, 12. It was my 12, 12, 12 project that started this thing. Go back to the website and search 12, 12, 12, and you'll learn all about how this thing got started. 100 episodes, and here we are, sharing what we know, inspiring one another, motivating one another, supporting one another, and becoming an influential force in the profession. These past 2.5, almost 3 years, almost 3 years. Wow. It's almost 3 years. We have been making a difference. We have been influential. The AIA has recognized us and has invited me to be part of some of the things that they're doing. Charette Venture Group, thank you very much for your input in the Entree Architects community and the things that are being planned and will be launched in the new year. Thank you so much to Matt Ostinick and Todd Redding over at the Charette Venture Group. And I want to thank our platform sponsors that are currently our platform sponsors. ArcaSnapper is an online tool to use when you're doing your punch lists and your field reports. And it makes it so easy. And the guys at ArcaSnapper and the crew over there are amazing at customer support. You need help, you go, you click on customer support, and they're there to help you. I encourage you to check out ArcaSnapper and to do check and use it. Give it a shot. You can get 30 days free at entrearchitect.com/ArcaSnapper. Should definitely try that out. And FreshBooks, it's an easy to use invoicing software. It's an accounting software. I'm using it for Five Cat Studio, and I'm integrating it into my business and the things that I'm doing. And I love the way it works and how easy it is and how intuitive it is to set up. And we've even set up a video for you, a whole video series. The first video is up, and you can find it at entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks video. And I asked FreshBooks to let us in and to show us how it works. Even without signing up for the free 30-day trial, you can get in there and take a look at it and see. But for the free 30-day trial, because I really encourage you to do that, to check out the free 30-day trial, and you can go to freshbooks.com/architect, freshbooks.com/architect, and let them know that you found them through Entree Architect. Those are our platform sponsors. They help us do the things we do here. Everybody who's ever purchased anything from Entree Architect, whether it's the foundations documents, the 50-plus forms and checklists, or the hybrid proposal, our own owner-architect agreement that we've developed, the Get Focused course, all of these different things that we have out there that are available. When you purchase that, you support me and you support this platform, and you allow us to grow it and to become the influential force that we're becoming. It allowed me to grow it to what it is today, to these 100 episodes and to the dozens and dozens of blog posts, hundreds of blog posts. It is what it is today because you support me, not only with encouragement, but financial support. So I thank you for doing that. And I hope that what I'm doing is helping you. I'm hoping that I'm inspiring you to build better businesses so you can be a better architect. Because when you do that, when you build a better business and you become more successful and you become more financially successful, more profitable, more building a thriving firm, you help everybody. It's not just you. You're helping your employees. You're helping the clients. You're helping the entire profession. When you succeed and you become a stronger business, you're helping the entire profession. It is a worthy thing to do, and I encourage you to do it. Look for the big changes coming in the new year. I have a new team that's putting together some big changes, both in the look and the function of the website. It's going to be all new. You're going to see an all new, brand new website, all brand new. The Entree Architect Academy is going to be all new, and we are very, very excited about what's being planned. So don't miss it. If you want to know what's going on at the new launch, the best way to do that is to sign up for the newsletter. Go to entrearchitect.com/newsletter and sign up there. That's where I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm already telling you what's going on there. And when things start rolling out, you'll be the first ones to know. So go to entrearchitect.com/newsletter and sign up for the newsletter. So thank you. Thank you to everybody who contributed to this episode 100. Thank you for all of the support and all of the encouragement. I know that there are hundreds more people who didn't submit audio files that support me and what I'm doing. And I thank you. I thank you at the bottom of my heart. This could not be what it is today without each and every one of you. If it was just me, I'd be sitting here talking into an empty mic, and I would be writing blog posts that nobody read. And so I thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And my name, as you know, is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. The very big difference between an entrepreneur architect and a regular architect who doesn't want to build a better business. I'm an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to share what you know. Thank you so much for being there for me this episode 100. Thank you. See you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.